Good morning. It is good to be back in this place with you all, to take in church in real and tangible ways, to hold the prayer book, to hear the organ and your voices singing, to taste the bread and wine, to smell the candles and altar flowers, to see your eyes smiling above your masks, and also what cute shoes some of you ladies are wearing. For those of you who don't know who I am, please allow me to give you a brief introduction. My name is Laura Beth Davidson. My husband is Andrew, and we have four daughters, Jane, who is 10, Anne, who is 7, and almost 5-year-old twins, Sarah and Alice. We moved to Forest in June of 2019 after Andrew took a position at BWXT. We began coming to St. Paul's a little over 2 years ago. If you were paying attention, you may recall that our very second Sunday here, in typical middle child fashion, Anne forgot to wear any shoes. And in typical jaded parents of four fashion, Andrew and I just shrugged and said, well, at least they'll know we moved here from Tennessee. I'm a stay-at-home mom, a professional photographer, an avid procrastinator, and a terrible dancer. I'm also a former Baptist, but that's another story for another day. I stand here this morning with the hope that a new season brings. Fall is in the air, school is back in session, catechesis will hopefully be starting again in person soon. I've always felt like September was as much of a fresh start as January, maybe because I've long held a fondness for school supplies that may border on obsession. I once begged my mother to have my birthday party at Office Depot because it was my favorite place to go. The beginning of autumn brings to me a sense of relief, a break from the heat of summer, a transition into the comforting rhythm of a school schedule, earlier evenings that beckon us to slow down and rest. With that feeling of respite, I find more margin for beginning new projects and more energy to try new things. When Todd emailed me to consider speaking today, he asked me to reflect on what stewardship of time and talent means to me. I'll admit that as I thought about it, I struggled with feeling equipped to share anything other than, don't look at me, I'm always wasting my time and just selfishly using my talents for personal gain. But I have a feeling that this attitude is, number one, not what Todd and Diane had in mind for me to share, and number two, maybe the same attitude many of you may experience. Our sense that we don't have anything to offer or that we shouldn't be trusted with certain responsibilities is part of why we're here today. We're human, but God has called us to do more for his kingdom, and we all woke up this morning and made the effort to be here at St. Paul's to worship him and come together in fellowship and service. Time and Talent Sunday is about taking inventory of the gifts that God has given us and about committing or recommitting ourselves to use those gifts for his church and for the world. We're here together to help one another, to hold one another accountable, and to encourage one another in our efforts to be good stewards of what we have been given. As a mom, I've found that one of the best ways to encourage my own girls' spiritual growth and maturity is not just to tell them how we want them to act in the future, but to point out the ways in which they're already behaving well, or showing kindness, or making good decisions. And so, please allow me to mother you in that way this morning. I want to remind you, my fellow parishioners, of one way you all served our family this past year. Many of you know that our Alice was diagnosed with cancer in December about 9 months ago. She had to have surgery to remove her left kidney and the tumor growing on it, followed by a few rounds of radiation and months of chemotherapy. I am so thankful and happy to report that she is now finished with chemo and all signs point to a long and healthy life. In the midst of her diagnosis and treatments, however, we were making trips to Charlottesville at least once a week with a few hospital stays at the UVA Children's Hospital. It was manageable, but it was a lot. And there were times when Andrew and I felt like we were treading water with very little endurance or energy to do anything other than finish each day and prepare for the next. But y'all, you showed up. Starting less than a week after Alice's surgery, St. Paul's parishioners provided almost 30 meals for our family over the following months, twice a week. I will never be able to express to you how much time and energy and worry those meal train dinners and restaurant gift cards saved us. Everyone who brought a meal said some variation of the same thing. Oh, it was nothing. I was making dinner anyway. It wasn't any extra trouble. But here's the thing. As a congregation, you came together to provide something that was so much more than the sum of its parts. You gave us nourishment, yes, but you also gave us rest and comfort and encouragement. You took away the need to plan and cook quite so many meals, but you also took away stress and urgency and hassle. All of that with casseroles. In addition to the food, we were also the grateful recipients of numerous cards, gifts, phone calls, and other ways of reaching out that truly made us feel loved and touched by your kindness. There's a song that Andrew and I love. It's by Chatham Rabbits, a North Carolina bluegrass band we discovered early in quarantine. The song is called Oxen, and it references Jesus' words in Matthew 11. Y'all just thought I wasn't going to preach. Told you I was Baptist. Anyway, Jesus says to his disciples in Matthew, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In Oxen, Jesus' words are expressed this way. "I have tasked you with more than you can bear. That's why you'll have to find a pair. Hitch them up, see how they pull. The yoke is easy, but the burden will be full. There's strength in numbers. We can share the load. Look over your shoulder, and there you'll find your hope. You'll find refuge. You'll find strength from the one beside you, helping to pull the weight." Consider today what small thing you can do to help pull the weight, to share the load. Mother Teresa admonished us that we can do no great things, only small things with great love. More recently, government teacher turned podcast host and Instagram star Sharon McMahon shared this: "Hope is the pursuit of relentless incrementalism. Relentless incrementalism says, I will trust that lighting one candle will shine a light in the darkness, and with my light, a path can be illuminated. Relentless incrementalism says, the weight of the world is not on my shoulders alone, but I will never stop looking for opportunities to help. Relentless incrementalism says, I will stop asking someone else to fix it, and I will lend my hands and my feet to the effort." As we commit today our time and our service, know that even the smallest gesture done in the spirit of love is holy. It makes a difference. What a privilege we've been given to build the kingdom of God with small acts done in great love, with a spirit of hope and relentless incrementalism. Amen.